So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan speaking. Hope you're well today. So, 10th of March. Why the world is an interesting place right now. Oh my goodness me. I was saying to my wife, I think it was this morning, I don't know when it was, might have been last night, I was saying to my wife, I'm like, is it just me? Or is the world broken? And yeah, she's like, yeah, it's just broken. Just people are just broken. It's just weird. And I think just before we start the podcast, I think it's just worth pointing out that the world is broken right now. And if you're feeling a bit off and you're feeling a bit, don't know what the word is really, but you're just feeling a bit off, the world is a much darker place and you're struggling to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm with you. I understand. I feel it too. And I think it's very difficult. And I think sometimes when we run a podcast and we're all happy and woo, let's do this and let's do that and full of optimism. And I think sometimes it's worth just actually acknowledging what's going on in the world right now. It is a broken world. What are we in? Season two of 2020. Is it season three, technically? Season four, we have Aliens. Season five, we have Godzilla. I mean, it's just weird. I just wanted to acknowledge, because I know some people are really, really, really struggling right now. Some of the comments on Twitter, I saw one yesterday and it said, it feels like I'm cheating by not acknowledging what's going on in the world and just, working. And I'm like, no, you should. to some extent acknowledge what's going on, but to the other extent, keep doing what you normally do and keep building your future and all of that kind of thing. Because all of this will go like it's always gone. And in 50 years time, when we look back at now and 30 years time and 10 years time, we'll be like, whoa, they were crazy times that we lived in. The sort of thing that you tell your grandkids about, a pandemic and potentially World War III. It's our Cuban missile crisis, isn't it? That's how close we are. Anyway, I just wanted to acknowledge that. So four reasons why people don't buy from you. It's not just because you're a schmuck. That might be one of them. But I'm going to give you four other ones, not including that one. I'm a schmuck. It's fine being a schmuck. I don't know what a schmuck is, but there you go. Four reasons why people won't buy from you. So number one then, people don't understand it. Like, I've just been installing some plugins on WordPress for a redirect for a domain name that we've just bought, and we needed some 404 redirection plugins, and downloaded a plugin. And I spent a good 5 minutes trying to get that plugin to work. I could not do it in that 5 minutes. And, if you can't do anything in 5 minutes, I'll just give up. That's not quite true, as I'm sure you know. But I just couldn't work out how to understand it. And so we deleted it and we found another one. And so they potentially lost business. It was a freebie anyway, but if it wasn't a free one and we had to pay, we would have lost business because we couldn't understand it in 5 minutes. So it's like, well, how do you solve that? If you've got a complicated product, and boy, you don't even need a complicated product. You just need a product. And if sometimes people don't understand it, it can be the most basic product ever, and people just don't understand it. So a couple of things then is, number one here, you want to make it easy. Like, you want to make it as easy as possible for people to actually understand the product. And so you could do that by giving case studies. We had a call this week and that call came from a case study that we had on YouTube, one of our website design case studies. And someone saw that and then we spoke this week. So that was really cool. The other thing that you could do is run three workshops. Just show people how to actually utilize the product or service that you've actually got. It might not be appropriate. Depending on your industry and your set of circumstances and where you're located and all of that kind of thing, in which case you can go to video tutorials and have step-by-step video tutorials, but actually break them down. So let's just say the redirection plugin for the 404 redirections on WordPress. A 404 page, by the way, if you go to daniellatto.com/Dan's Amazing, that page probably doesn't exist. I don't think I've created a page like that. Maybe I have, but I don't think I have. So what it would do is automatically redirect back to your homepage or maybe back to your pricing page or whatever. So if someone types in or clicks a link that's broken on your website, it redirects. It's called a 404 page. So if that organization made it easy for me to find out how to use that little bit of software in less than 30 seconds, I would have kept with it. And so maybe you just need very specific videos that last a very short amount of time. Let's say Hootsuite, which is a bit of software that allows you to post out onto social media platforms. If they had a 30-second video that said how to load a video to Hootsuite and send it out across the platforms, I go to Google and type how to upload a video to Hootsuite and send it out across platforms. That video comes up. It's really easy. So it's a really good way of helping people understand how the actual product really works. Next up, then, is that they just don't want it. Like, whatever it is that you've got, they just don't want it, or they've got an alternative for it. And, you know, when we're looking at providing solutions, so for example, when we provide content solutions, we're looking at the type of business that somebody's got and what type of traffic is best aligned to that industry. So we were speaking to another guy this week, and I don't know what day it is, must have been this week. And he's grown all his following up from YouTube. And actually, he doesn't need a website. He just needs a group. He's actually got a domain name already and the landing page, and the landing page doesn't convert. So it's like, we might run SEO, for example, but it's not SEO that he actually needs. We can drive traffic from search engine optimization, but it's not that type of traffic he needs. He actually needs content traffic and maybe some Facebook ads with some redirection. And so what are the alternatives? For him, it could be just creating, instead of one video a week, 7 videos a week. And that could be the way that he drives more traffic back to his landing page. But that in combination with a lot of content is actually going to be a better way for him. So it could be that it's not that he doesn't want it, but there might be better alternatives. And one of the alternatives could be one of your competitors. And so can you plug that gap? Or can you redirect them from one of their competitors and back over to what you actually want? And, you know, the bottom line might be, they just don't want it. I mean, we were speaking to a will writer, and everyone should have a will, obviously. If you've not got a will, you should have a will. You should also have life insurance, by the way, just in case. But you should have a will. Every person living should have a will. You know, anyone who's in work anyway, even from the age of 18. Where's your record collection going? Where's your vinyl collection going? You might want to give it to the cat sanctuary, or you might want to give it to your favourite cousin, not the yucky cousin, you know? Everyone should have a will. But how many people have got a will? I think it's quite a small percentage, you know, especially 30s and 40s, probably not that many people. As you move into your 50s, 60s, 70s and 80s, that number increases, but everyone should have one. But if you're out there trying to sell wills to 30-year-olds, they just don't want it. Like, what do I need a will for? I'm 30. I've not got anything to give away anyway. That's what they say. And it's like, it's just not even a thought. So you're trying to sell something that somebody just doesn't want. And an alternative to a will for someone who's 30 actually might be life insurance that pays out 100 grand on death, pays for the funeral, gives everybody a bit of money, or pays for a party in Mexico to celebrate their life once they've, you know, passed on or whatever. So it might be that there is an alternative to a will, which is the life insurance. Maybe, right? So you need to actually work out what is the difference. What is it that you're actually after? Why don't you want a will at age 30? What would happen if? And asking these very specific questions will actually help them maybe move back onto a will. By the way, if you've not got a will, everybody should have a will. And let's talk about not being able to afford it. I think this is really important. So there's something called PS Cap. PS Cat is a really cool method. I'm not actually going to go into that. But one of the A in PS Cat, I'll do it another podcast, but the A is affordability, okay? And affordability is basically broken down into three specific places. And I'm looking to my screen because I always forget what they are. So when someone says, I can't afford that, they're not necessarily talking about dinero, money. They're not talking about moolah. I don't know any other words for money. Greenbacks. We might not be talking about money. It's just that, you know what? I need to go to CrossFit and I can afford CrossFit, but oh, I can't be arsed. Like, literally, that's me right now. I just don't have the energy. It's too cold. Like, I know I live in Spain and it's not even in the middle of March. It's too cold. I've got to go out and I've got to freeze. And that's me saying, you know what? I know what I need to do, but I can't afford it. If that's basically me saying it. And I'm saying I can't be bothered, but actually I can't afford the energy to go into getting in the car, going to CrossFit. My knees hurt already anyway. I can't be bothered with any of that kind of thing. So, and then the other way of doing it is I just talk for time. Dan, I know I should go to CrossFit, but I can't afford an hour every morning because we're so busy. I mean, right now I'm actually putting in 14-hour days, putting in significant amount of work right now. I can't afford that time away from the business and all of that kind of thing. So the affordability aspect, it might not be money. And I know this is going to sound like a weird question, but you should be asking the question. When someone says, I can't afford it, you say, got it. What is it about the price that you can't afford specifically? And it's that word specifically we're going to use quite a bit in this session, I think. What is it about that price that you can't afford specifically? We've done this in car insurance. I used to sell car insurance for First Direct many years ago. I was 26, I think. No, I was 23 or something at the time. Goodness me. That's 25 years ago. On that, what is it about the price that you can't afford specifically? And it's an open question because they'll then go out and actually tell you what the actual problem really is. I've got some other questions. What specifically can't you afford? What specifically is too expensive about it? And they'll go, well, I just don't have the money now, but if I can wait 6 months, I'll have it then. Or if I can wait next month, okay, well, how about this? How about we put the deposit down, we do a little bit of work now, and then we'll start work next month when you're paying full? Or how about a payment plan where we split this over 3 monthly payments? That can turn somebody who says, I can't afford it, I've not got the money, into someone who says, yes, let's go ahead. Now, as it happens, we actually don't do payment plans. And so if someone says, I can't afford it, they can't afford it. And we had a chap yesterday asking for a discount. And it's like, no, that's the price that it is. And it's our pricing is already amazing. And so we wouldn't discount off our prices and so on. So in terms of their affordability, you need to ask, what is it that you can't afford? Like, you need to dig down into it deeper. And this is one of the problems in sales, is that you're too scared sometimes to actually ask the awkward question, because it is a difficult question. And it's not that you're too scared, it's just that you haven't got enough experience yet. I say that again. It's not that you're too scared to ask these really specific questions. It's just that you've not got enough experience. And so this is why we do role play. This is why you should be practicing with your partner, with your business partners, with your kids, with your baby. What is it about this bottle of milk that you don't want specifically? And just get into the habit of having these words coming out of your mouth. It'll make a big, big difference. And the final part here is that they just don't trust you, or they don't trust the results or your claims. Okay. And so that's really important. So there's a couple of things. I've made a note of three different things here. One is building credibility is absolutely vital. Why do you think we go live every morning? Because we're building credibility all through the podcast. And the more podcasts we do, and the more videos that we put out there, and the more images, and the more that people see us and so on, and listen to us and speak to us and get on strategy calls and all of that kind of thing, the more that credibility will continue to build. The next thing that you should be doing is you need to actually demonstrate some results. So, like, I think we put up last week on one of our, traffic going up. And on the amount of traffic going up on website visitors, like, that was us demonstrating that a website with zero traffic to 3 months later and it's having, like, 400 visitors a month, you know, that's 10 visitors a day. If one of those people fills in a form, that's a form every day. That's pretty amazing stuff. And you know, that works really well. That's us demonstrating our results, if you like. So having an ability to demonstrate is really useful. And then the other final bit I'm going to say on this is that the follow-up, and I know we've spoken about following up a lot on our podcast, but following up, because what happens is you've actually demonstrated credibility, you've actually demonstrated your results, like you've built your credibility, you've demonstrated your results, and yet you've not then followed up. So then the person is like, yeah, I am going to buy, yeah. And then they forgot about it simply because you didn't follow up. The follow-up is one of the most important aspects of why people don't buy from you, in fact. And if you can change that, then that will really change up your business to some extent. Again, just a quick one today because absolutely rammed, working so many hours at the moment. But I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.